20 points. In other words, there seems to be a lack of structure. And that is true, there is a lack of mind-made structure. And yet, a different kind of structure is growing organically out of the present moment, and it knows where it's going. So you may have realized already how important the stillness is in this room, the external stillness, which we could call silence, and there's a lot of it, despite the words, and the inner stillness. What does that mean, inner stillness? It means, and this is the secret, consciousness, conscious, without thought. A state of great intelligence. Not that thought is not going to operate ever again, but that becomes your home, the foundation, what you're rooted in is that dimension of inner stillness that is there in the background. It is the background to everything that happens. And that's already in you, of course. But most humans are so identified with what happens in the foreground of their existence, sense perceptions, events, experiences, thoughts, emotions, everything that happens externally draws you, the world does that, this matters, and then you believe that it matters absolutely. And then the next thing matters even more. And then the phone call comes along. Oh, this is really serious. And mostly every thought likes to matter. Take me seriously, says every thought. Think, think. And even psychologists who are not interested in presence or anything like that have examined the human mind and realized that 99% of our thinking is totally repetitive. And yet, it's serious. So that's being lost when only the foreground, whatever happens in your life, and the foreground of your life includes thoughts and emotions and external things. When that absorbs all your attention continuously, one thing after another, or as one of my favorite quotes, as Churchill said, one damn thing after another. He was talking about world history, but he could have been talking about the human mind. It's the same, it only reflects, the outer reflects the inner. One damn thing after another. One damn thought after another. And of course, nobody can argue with the fact that this is true, because if you read world history, you can see that it is one dreadful thing after another. And If you look at your own mind, when you're lost in it, it's not a pleasant place. Occasional pleasant thoughts can happen, and then quickly they turn around. Always have another face. Like, dislike. Honeymoon, divorce. So being lost is a normal state. Lost out there, lost in here. There's only that dimension then to your life. We could call it what happens. I'm only interested in what happens. And complaining about what's not happening but should be happening. Of course, not happening in the right way ever. And yet, there is in you a dimension that frees you from total identification with the world, which includes the mind. And when you become conscious of that dimension, that's presence. When I say conscious of that dimension, language creates a duality that isn't there. But that's what language does. Because you become conscious